22 young Jamaicans are set to benefit under the Youth for Sustainable Development Y4SD mentorship program. The program, launched late last month, will see youth leaders ages 19 to 29 from across the island paired with mentors from both the public and private sectors. The initiative seeks to foster strong mentorship relationships with youth leaders in pursuit of specific personal, national, and career goals. It is being organized by the Jamaica Youth Ambassadors Program, JAYAP, to the United Nations General Assembly, which falls under the Ministry of Education, Youth, and Information. The first cohort of participants will be paired with mentors from the Jamaica Public Service, Sagicor Group, Vantage One Group, and the Ministry of Education. State Minister Floyd Green has endorsed the initiative, noting that similar partnerships are necessary for the growth and development of Jamaica's youth. He says the mentors selected are talented and accomplished, and have made significant contributions to the Caribbean, and will steer the mentees in the right direction.
I think this is a very important program. I think I commend ambassadors for taking the initiative. It is always important to get our young people to have the sort of guidance and leadership on a personal level, which is a mentorship program.
Minister Green is also commending partners such as the Jamaica Public Service JPS Foundation for coming on board.
I think the fact that JPS has come on board as a company with strong corporate backing, that will help to bolster the program and will help to bolster the young people who are part of the program. I hope more private companies will come on board and recognize that mentorship helps not only the mentee, but also the mentor. And this is what we want to see, public-private partnership, especially in the area of youth development.
Jamaica Youth Ambassador United Nations Rochelle James says the mentees will receive guidance and encouragement in their area of interest from the team of mentors over a period of 8 months. All 22 participants were randomly selected.
First of all, they were given a personality screen, so they were asked to give information about the positives and negative sides of their own leadership development as youth leaders. So they did a survey. Following the survey, they were given an interview, and the interview question was for them to fast forward to 20 years from now and imagine that they were at their alma mater or another school giving a speech as a guest speaker, and they are to indicate how this program has helped them or how they have benefited from it.
Ms. James says Y4SD will promote the core principles of sustainability, nationalism, ambition, and innovation, while simultaneously supporting the mentees in their pursuit of specific goals.
The young persons will be giving them advice and insight on current trends and technology and social media, things of that nature. At the end of the 8 months, it is our desire that these same 22 young people will then mentor children going into or transitioning into high school from grade 6 going up to third form.
Ms. James says the program is important in fostering positive youth development and promoting youth-led growth. Mentees will be required to complete a personal development review at the end of the program, as well as provide periodic updates on their progress.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.